Let the inmates run the jail. Let drugs into the jail. Then you can see that this is not a good development for either the inmate or society. And so for the last 30 years, there's been at least 70% recidivism for inmates who come out of jail who got the sentences for 5 years or longer. It's a failed policy. And when you see that it's just black people, and that black people's lives are being negatively impacted because you got all kind of freaky sex in jail, we might as well just come on out with it. As one client of mine said, 95% of the inmates are fucking each other and the other 5% are liars. Now, I don't know about that. We'll have to rely on other reporters to verify whether this is so. But the point is, it's an AIDS factor. About that, there's no doubt. Condoms are still not permitted in the jail systems in at least 40 of the states in the United States. And so what we have is raw fucking with the most efficient means of transmitting AIDS yet known, anal sex. And so the vector is clear, the numbers are there. Anybody in the epidemiology community can discuss these with you very frankly. It's about a 20% in, 40% out AIDS infection rate. Still don't have isolation of people who are HIV positive. They don't care. And the women who are have the highest likelihood of getting AIDS are not drug addicted women, but they're heterosexual women who are waiting for their men to come back from jail to resume normal lives, hence the beginning of what black women have described as the down low. Down low. Bisexuality and homosexuality among males in the black community is at an all-time high, and now it's a lifestyle choice.